With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Cayman Islands Elite Boxing Federation proudly extends its heartfelt congratulations to Charles the Killer Whitaker on his induction into the prestigious Florida Boxing Hall of Fame class of 2025. In a recent press release, CIEBF said this monumental achievement highlights not only Charles' incredible career and contributions to the sport, but also his enduring legacy as a pioneer in Cayman boxing. President of the Cayman Islands Elite Boxing Federation, Alva Saku, says Whitaker's induction into the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame is a fitting tribute to his exceptional career.
It's well deserved. As we noted in the press release, you know, Charles came from very humble beginnings, and you know, he had to fight his whole life, and I think that's how he ended up in boxing, where he fought his way to this very well-deserved recognition. Not many boxers get their name entered into the Hall of Fame, and it shows just how good he was at the sport. Probably still is. I don't know if he's still fighting now, but you know, he's earned it. He's well-deserved, and I told him last night when I spoke to him, he should be very proud of himself.
Most definitely. Could you share with us your most fond moment of Charles in the ring, out of the ring, anything that you can share with us?
Oh, there's so many. But, you know, I do recall one occasion when he was, you know, because, you know, he promoted his fight himself, and he was having an event here, and I actually got to participate as part of his corner team, along with Norman Wilson, who was coaching him at the time. But for me, that was a huge honor to be in the corner, you know, with Charles the Killer, and I'll never forget it. He won the fight by TKO, and in front of a home crowd here, it was at Kamana Bay. So I think that was my most memorable. Outside the ring, Charles and I go back and forth. We don't have similar political views, so we always spar over those, but we're still good friends, and we always respect each other. And, you know, he's a genuine human being. He's a very caring human being, very passionate. And, you know, I have a lot of respect for Charles. I always will.
The Florida Boxing Hall of Fame recognizes individuals who have made a significant impact on the sport of boxing. Charles's induction is a testament to his remarkable achievements, of course, not only as an athlete, but also as an ambassador for the Cayman Islands and the sport of boxing. His influence has transcended the ring, inspiring a new generation of boxers in the Cayman Islands. Cayman Islands Elite Boxing Federation board member Roy Jones Jr. said, quote, "Charles Whitaker was one of the better fighters that I've ever seen from the Cayman Islands. He came to my gym when I was in my prime. He had an awesome professional career, and he was nothing but the best of a person the whole time that I've known him." Jones Jr. said, "I'm so happy to hear that Charles Whitaker is now in the Boxing Hall of Fame in Florida. It's a beautiful thing, and he's getting inducted the same year as my father. So that's another awesome situation. I'm so glad for Charles." End of quote. And PGC Point Guard College Basketball and ACX Cayman Basketball Playmaker Academy was a huge success on the weekend. 53 athletes ages 12 to 17 joined the program on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the CIS Basketball Gym. And PGC Director Tariq Smith says the energy was remarkable.
Oh my goodness. I thought this three-day camp that we ran was absolutely amazing. I've been a director with PGC for over 3 years now, and I was so glad and honored when we were able to bring it to Cayman. I've been on Cayman for just over a year now, so I know how much ACX has been able to impact a lot of athletes on island, but I know PGC would just be able to take it to another level. I'm just super grateful to be a part of it all.
What was the most outstanding thing you saw throughout the 3 days, you think?
I think the most outstanding thing was seeing a lot of the athletes get outside of themselves. Though, you know, basketball is a team game, they only think at times that they can contribute is when they are putting the ball through the hoop. But you really saw a lot of athletes get outside of themselves, whether it was maybe subbing out when no one else wanted to sub out or helping each other get off the floor. It was more of the areas of growth outside of the skills of the game that really impressed me the most. So.
Sefu Bernard, ACX Cayman Director and WNBA's Washington Mystics Athletic Developer, says the 3 days were very productive.
All the kids, everybody's coming at a different place, both in terms of their interest, their enthusiasm, their focus, their ability to communicate, and where they're at in terms of their capacity to lead. And so it was really just about helping each player take a step forward. And so it was a stretch for them. You know, some of the things you're asking them are foreign to them. But I thought everybody in their own way took a small step forward, and we made improvement.
From
Did you see any sort of like a memorable moment or the most outstanding play or thing that someone has did, a child has done throughout the 3 days?
I think more than the basketball stuff, because there were a lot of bright spots in terms of the basketball stuff. The thing that stood out to me, which is at the core of what we're trying to do, was there's a young lady, Ebony. Okay. And on day one, we started talking about who you want to be as a leader, how you want to show up, having an intent before you step into a place about who you want to be and how you want to represent yourself, your family, the island. And the first day is rough for a lot of kids because they're still trying to break free of old behaviors and habits and norms. And it was a lunchtime and we were coming in and we were trying to talk to the kids about no trace training, leaving spaces and places and people better. And she walked in and she had about 4 or 5 plates stacked up with food, and she took it upon herself to just clean up behind everybody else without being asked, encouraged. And so it's a thing that young kids don't understand, which is what good coaches think, is who are you beyond being a basketball player? And so that was one thing we had to celebrate her for, because as a coach, I'm looking and going, oh, here's somebody who's just different. And it had nothing to do with what took place between the lines. And so that's a special moment. That tells me something about who she is, what she believes, and what she's willing to stretch into.
The Player Academy featured 3 days of intense but fun on-court action and classroom discussions with game film. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.